Sir, what are some of the points that you'd like to get across today?
Well, first of all, want to make sure that moms and those who are pregnant and or considering having a child understand the importance of breastfeeding. This is the year of the healthy child. It's also National Breastfeeding Month. And the benefits of breastfeeding are very important to understand. Your child will have less infections, ear infections, respiratory infections, less diarrhea, less chance of obesity. So overall, your chances of raising a healthier child are improved with breastfeeding.
And what else? What else should expectant mothers or women who are contemplating getting pregnant, what else should they be thinking about?
I'm glad you asked that question because it's so important that they understand the comprehensiveness of what needs to be done during the pregnancy period as well as postpartum or after birth. They should be taking multivitamins and folic acid. That is shown to decrease the amount of birth defects. They should be getting regular prenatal care, seeing an obstetrician, making sure growth and development is going well as their own heating habits are appropriate to support the growing baby. After birth, making sure you have regular appointments with your pediatrician for the baby's immunizations and tracking growth and development. That's all part of the Year of the Healthy Child. And, of course, we're emphasizing this month the breastfeeding aspects.
There are other things as well, I know, that have been pointed out, things like safety-proofing your home, using care in putting the baby to sleep. Can you talk about some of those issues?
You bet. In a comprehensive approach, looking at all aspects of a baby's growth and development, safety is extremely important. And so making sure that your baby is placed appropriately, eats safely, that things that are not in the crib that shouldn't be there, small objects that could be in the baby's mouth and cause choking. And as they grow and they start to become toddlers, making sure that the house is baby safe. And that is that cabinets can't be pulled from the ground level where they can get to cleaning things, because kids have a natural tendency to want to taste everything and put it in their mouth. So making the house baby-proof, and one of the best ways to do that is get down on your hands and knees and see what your baby sees as they become toddlers and make sure that there's nothing accessible to them so that they could harm themselves.
Getting back to the breastfeeding issue, which I know you said you were emphasizing here, is there a reluctance among women to breastfeed? Why is it necessary to reinforce the importance of breastfeeding?
The reason it's important to reinforce this is that our numbers show us that since 1950, breastfeeding dropped off pretty significantly. Up to 1950, almost 100% of moms breastfed. And as you move forward and our society changed and more moms went to work, cultural changes, a lot of things happening, we see that number has dropped significantly. In 1967, down to only one quarter of moms breastfeeding. Now, it increases for a short time after birth, but still at 6 months, we're still at about 27%. So that we want to make sure that moms understand how important this is, and society does everything it can to accommodate the working mom, the mom who's out with their children, so that they can breastfeed as much as possible.
And by that, you would, by accommodating them, what do you mean?
Well, there's a lot of communities where there's been a debate regarding should moms be able to breastfeed in public. And our take on that is that communities should do everything they possibly can to encourage moms to breastfeed and provide them those opportunities. And a lot of that is community specific, but we urge every community to consider the importance of the growth and development of children and how it is enhanced by breastfeeding.
Last question, General. Overall, in this country, are we seeing improvements in the health of newborns? Have we made strides in that area?
In general, we have. We're looking at our 2010 metrics. That is what we're going to judge ourselves with as a society for improving the health status of our children. And in general, we have some improvements, but we can't be lulled into a false sense of complacency. But, 80% or so of our children are getting their immunizations, but 20% are not. We see that we still have 150,000 birth defects every year, of which approximately 80% are preventable through good prenatal care, folic acid, vitamins, and watching the growth and development of that baby in utero by the people appropriately trained to do so. So a lot of it is just good prevention and knowledge to moms to be proactive in their gestational period as well as postpartum.